If we reread the Gospels, we will be surprised and maybe shocked at how often, how insistently Christ reminds us that we should be merciful to anyone who in any way offends or injures us. Christ makes it plain that just as God has been so merciful to us, we should be merciful to others. To make sure that we'd be merciful to others, Christ enshrined it like a gem in the Lord's Prayer. We call on ourselves a curse every time we recite the Paternoster. When we tell God, forgive us our trespasses, that means forgive us the sins we've committed, as, just as. The Greek is exactly as. We forgive those who offend us. Christ's parable was introduced by Peter's very human request. Somebody must have either insulted him or said something offensive against him. The outspoken, evidently sensitive Peter, to nurse his hurt, asked the Master, without identifying who had done it, Lord, how many times do I have to forgive somebody who offends me? 7 times? Maybe one of the apostles, I can just imagine, especially Judas, who might have said something offensive. How many times? Then as a round number, 7 times. And then Christ corrected him, not 7, but 77 times. What is Christ telling us? He is telling us, on the one hand, not to be surprised that people, knowingly or unknowingly, will hurt us. They may mean nothing by what they say. I've said this so often, I'm embarrassed to repeat it. My definition of a split second is how long it takes for an empty seat on the New York subways to be occupied. I'm standing in front of a person who is getting up. Naturally, let the person get up. That's too long. Someone else, maybe 10 feet away, will beat me to that seat. I don't even try to get it. I know someone will slip in before me. How many times we are thus offended, embarrassed, hurt? I'm sure I've told you again on the subways. The door opened. There was just space enough for one more occupant on the train. So I got into the empty space two big hands shoved me off the train. Fortunately, there was a crowd standing outside, otherwise I would have fallen either on the ground or maybe between the train and the platform down below. People are constantly doing things that we don't like. The big question is why? The fact is a matter of your experience and mine. Why? As long as I'm here, I'm going to be giving you homilies every morning. I can't imagine a more important homily than today's. Why do so many people enter our lives and say or do things that we find offensive? Do you know why? Because knowing that we are sinners, God wants to give us an opportunity to expiate our sins. That is part of God's providence. You've got sins to expiate. I know I have. And the Lord will give us an opportunity every day, several times a day. Sometimes we feel like all day. To accept, endure, put up with, watch, listen to things that people will say or do or not say or not do that we find offensive. And the reason is part of God's providence to give us a blessed opportunity to expiate our sins. That's why. God knows exactly what He's doing. And the only mistake we can make is to suppose that there is some mistake because she said something that I didn't like. One of the famous visitations we had from a provincial. Every year a Jesuit house is visited by a provincial who spends a week interviewing the members of the community, and before he leaves a sealed envelope with the rector. The envelope is read after the provincial leaves, telling us what's wrong with the house. Among the complaints, none of us will forget, was the way we eat. You think of anything contrary to Emily Post, and it seems we were doing it. Somebody must have complained to the provincial. Little quirks of character, eccentricities. Some people shuffle their feet. Some people don't cut an apple. They bite into it. You name it. The Almighty and All-Wise God gives us these blessed opportunities to obtain His mercy, provided we are understanding, forgiving, forgetting, patient, in a word, merciful with others. Life is awfully real, terribly real. Every person who enters our life is placed there to help us please God. Jesus, You have been so merciful to me. Dear Savior, help me. Oh, help me to be merciful with everyone You put into my life, because that's why You put people into my life. That by forgiving them, I might merit Your forgiving me. My Jesus, mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.